So this morning we're going to continue in our teaching series, Doing Life Together. And so he's going to read to us from Galatians.
Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. For each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load.
Thanks, Zoe. On first reading, Paul seems to contradict himself in the first few verses that Zoe's read to us. He starts by saying we should bear one another's burdens, and then a couple of verses later he says that all must carry their own load. So what is it? Am I supposed to carry your load and help you when you struggle? Or am I supposed to deal with my own stuff on my own? And of course the answer is yes. We have both a responsibility towards others and a responsibility for ourselves. In our Tuesday night evening church night course this week, John Ortberg talked about how God wants us to flourish. Ortberg says your flourishing is never just about you. It's a so that kind of condition. He says God wants us to flourish so that people can be encouraged, gardens can be planted, music can be written, sick people can be helped. God wants us to flourish so that we can both carry each other's burdens and deal with the day-to-day stuff that life throws at us. But as we grapple with the ever-increasing challenges of the current pandemic we're in, with the loneliness and isolation of yet another lockdown, as we grapple with the concerns we have for family and friends and neighbours and the things they're dealing with, I wonder how you're affected by the idea of bearing the burdens of others. Does bearing other people's burdens sound like a flourishing life or an exhausting one? Are you wearied at the thought of taking on other people's troubles on top of your own? Or maybe the idea of flourishing through the sharing of burdens makes you feel angry. You would flourish, as God intends, if only you got the help you need. Maybe you're frustrated that everyone is too troubled by their own issues to be concerned about yours. The Greek word for burden means excess burdens. It includes the kind of crises and tragedies that will crush us if we try and go it alone. And we can picture these burdens as being like a boulder, something far too heavy to be carried or shifted alone. By way of contrast, the Greek word for load means cargo, or the burden of daily toil. It refers to the day-to-day stuff we can and actually should handle and take responsibility for ourselves. You know, running out of money at the end of the month because we had rather too many takeouts or went a bit crazy with online shopping is no one else's responsibility but our own. The responsibility for our reactions when somebody cuts us off on the motorway or pushes us in front of us in the supermarket queue, that lies with ourselves. Daily loads can be pictured as a knapsack or a day sack. You know, the kind of bag that you'd sling over your shoulder if you were going out walking for the day. In a book called Boundaries, written by two American psychologists, they talk about the importance of understanding the difference between boulders and day sacks. Because we fail to flourish when we confuse burdens with loads. I'm sure that we've all come across people who treat boulders as day sacks. Even when facing major things in their life, they refuse help from those around them. They almost take pride in being self-contained high achievers. But you know, that isn't thriving. Often they're little more than a step away from burnout or depression as they try to cope alone. They become difficult to relate to as the pressure piles on. They might well display emotionally unpredictable and inconsistent behaviours as they desperately try and remain in control. Or they develop addictive habits to cope with what they falsely believe must be carried alone. Not only do we fail to flourish when we think we're someone who doesn't need help and support from others, it actually can lead us into sin. Paul warns us about thinking we're something that we're not. We're not called to struggle alone, but to do life together, offering and receiving support with our boulder-sized burdens. Conversely, I guess you've come across people who treat day sacks as boulders. Everything, even day-to-day common responsibilities, are too much for them to bear. And no matter how much help and how much support is given, it's never enough. When our Jess was little and she'd come out of primary school, she would fling her school bag along with cardigan and coat and anything else she'd got in her hands for either Paul or I to carry. She didn't ask, she just assumed that it was our job to carry this stuff home. Now that might be endearing in a five-year-old, but it's not the way God intended adults to live. You know, people who treat their daily load as a burden never discover their potential or enjoy the pleasure which comes from achievement and realizing goals. And they can fall into sin as well. Paul talks about them falling into the sin of comparing themselves with others. And often people who are treating day-to-day problems as big things, they blame others and they live in a world that revolves around if only, that kind of way of thinking. But it fails to put into place the kind of actions that could bring about change. Now, confusing boulders with day sacks can lead us into sin. And Paul opens this teaching about burdens and daily loads by saying, if somebody is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. And so as we recognise how we in ourselves and others confuse burdens and daily loads, we must look to Jesus and see how he approached these two. As he faced his own boulder-sized burden in the Garden of Gethsemane, waiting for what lay ahead, he shared with his friends, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." He asked for help in his hour of need. And even when his friends failed, he was gentle with them. And so we can reassure high-achieving, do-it-alone, boulder-bearing types that seeking help is the more Christ-like way. When a woman was caught in adultery and she received Jesus' loving grace, he reminded her that she had a daily load to tend to. He says, "Go and sin no more." That was her responsibility. And no one can plead our case before God but ourselves. In the Garden of Eden, Adam blamed Eve and Eve blamed the snake instead of them owning their own sin. We have to take responsibility for our own actions and reactions to life. And we have to release one another to carry our daily load. We have to release one another to shoulder our day sack before Christ. Because when we do, we discover two things. Firstly, we don't and we will never measure up to him. And secondly, we nevertheless are deeply loved. When we can live with our own wretchedness, our frailty and our weaknesses which come with being human, it draws us close to the cross and Jesus' generous grace. And it should change our attitude towards the inadequacies of others. Just as Jesus is gentle with us, we can learn to gently do life with others, taking responsibility for our own daily load and sharing the load when the weight is too much for one to bear alone. I love the Old Testament story where God calls Moses to raise his staff in the air for the entirety of a battle to ensure Israel's victory. When Moses' hands grew tired, his friends came alongside him and they held them up for him. Moses couldn't sidestep the job that God had given him to do. That was his responsibility. But it was up to his friends to help him stay strong through the pain and support him as he fulfilled God's call. We can't take away one another's pain and suffering, but each of us can come alongside by way of support.
During our prayer meeting at the beginning of the year, somebody sensed that God was reminding us of these words from Matthew's Gospel in the Message. Zoe's going to read that for us now.
Are you tired, worn out, burnt out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
What I love about that reading is that it reminds us that as we carry our daily loads and we share each other's burdens, Jesus is already there. That's what he's promised to do. I read a story about someone who was watching a workman carrying an awkward plank of wood in the middle of New York City. He struggled as the wind kept catching at it and it made him lose his stride and he was kind of weaving back and forth. Another man came up behind, seeing his problem, and without saying anything, he eased his shoulder under the back end of the plank. The workman was ignorant of what was happening, but he was able to steady his step, quicken his pace, and get to where he was going. His undetected helper then just slipped from under the load and continued on his way. The workman never knew he'd even been helped with his burden. And you know, that is what Jesus is doing for us in both our daily challenges and in the bigger life issues too. But he calls each of us to join in with one another and be something of his helping hands. And so whether our actions are seen or whether they're silent and secret, we are to lift those who are burdened. And when we do that, we can be sure and certain that Jesus is already there. And we flourish when we accept his invitation to join in as we share who we are and what we have with those in need. Whether it's a phone call, whether it's prayer, whether it's a word in season, a listening ear, non-judging words, encouragement, offering hope, being patient, persevering, showing humility, a gift. As we consider what it means to bear one another's burdens and to carry our own daily load, let's turn to God in prayer. Let's pray. Lord, would you remind us of your loving grace, the grace that you've given us, and the way that you have forgiven us when we fail to treat others in a gentle and a Christ-like way. Lord, today would you examine our hearts? Would you show us where we are confused between boulders and day sacks, burdens and daily loads? Lord, when we're proud and we try and do it alone, would you remind us that you've not called us to live life struggling, but to flourish? Would you help us to receive support from those around us? Lord, would you help us surrender our pride? And Lord, for those of us who find daily loads so difficult to bear, where our spirits have become crushed, Father, would you give us the courage to learn how to pick up our day sacks, those daily loads that we have laid down? Lord, when we're tempted to throw our stuff at others to deal with, would you gently challenge us and remind us that with your help, we are capable of living life in a much fuller way. And Lord, where we maybe are fearful of getting involved with other people and the burdens that they're carrying, would you give us the faith to trust that where there is need, God, you are already there? Lord, we want to flourish and we want to thrive. Would you help us to remember that we're asking this today so that we are available to others to help them grow.